Wow. Madison, we are back.
We are.
It is a new year.
Yep.
It's a new season.
Yep.
A new episode.
Yep.
It's a lot of news.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Doing all right. Hope the viewers are doing all right as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or the listeners, I should say.
Hope you didn't miss us too much.
Yeah. I know we were gone for a while. However, I mean, I say a while, but like we were gone for maybe, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So if it's not a while, but it's a while in podcast years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, or podcast time, I should say. Obviously, Christmas and then New Year's. So we took a break. Holiday season, we all know how that is. So you could probably guess what this episode is going to be all about. And if you guessed jokes, that's not true. And if you guessed anything else like games, that also is not true. We're going to talk about what we did over the New Year's and holiday season.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think the last time we recorded was...
The week before Christmas.
Yeah, so that would be the 22nd?
No.
Or the 21st?
No, like the 20th, I think.
Again, that was so last year.
So last year. 17th.
Wow. Can you remember that far?
If I could look at the dates, I can.
Okay.
So, to start it off, we took a quick there and back trip to Nashville.
Yes,
remember that?
We did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we drove up early and we stayed with my aunt, got to see my aunt's family real quick. Then we stopped.
Oh, not only did we see the family, we saw the pets.
Oh, yeah, we saw all the pets. All the pets. But not only did we stop up there and see my aunt, we stopped and saw my grandparents and got to open Christmas presents with them since we went and see them for Christmas.
Yep.
And then me and JT went to a really fancy steakhouse.
Very fancy.
Oh, yeah. In Nashville. So yummy. And super, super fancy. So yummy. Like, it was a great time. And then, we stayed the night at my aunt's house. Next morning, got up, and we got to see my mom's aunt and my mom's cousin. And got to see them for a little bit, too, and their pets also.
Yep.
And I think out of all of them, we saw, what, five pets? Five?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five?
Yeah.
Yeah, five pets.
Five pets.
So we saw the family and the pets. Again, we got to see all of them because we wouldn't have seen them for the holidays. So it was really, really good to see them, even though it was a quick trip. We had our good dinner night with just the two of us, and then we came home. And then that was...
That was our Nashville trip.
That was our Nashville trip.
That was it.
And then all of a sudden it was Christmas Eve, and we... Well, on the 23rd, we had your parents' big Christmas party.
Yep, we
with
had my,
all of their friends.
Family, friends, yeah. It was a lot of fun. We did some card games. We celebrated two birthdays.
Talked, make drinks. It was an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. A lot of, time to just chill out and see what everybody else has been up to.
Yep. Then it was Christmas Eve. And we went to church in the morning that day. And we got to light the candle on the Advent calendar. And all of us got to stand up in the front of the church and be recognized and help in the Christmas study. And then it was Christmas. And mine and JT's plan normally is to wake up and do our own little Christmas with just the two of us. And then we house hop. First, we went to his parents and had breakfast and opened gifts with them. We wore our PJs all day, literally house hopping.
We did not get out of the PJs.
Oh, no. And then after that, we went to... my parents' house.
I was going to say, we went to your parents.
Yeah, we went to my parents' house, and we got to do presents with them and play games, and we had a really yummy dinner that my dad made for us, and my grandma was in town, so that was nice to see her for a little bit. And then, do you have anything before my trip?
I don't think so.
The 26th. Yeah. So then after that, on the 27th, me and Amber took a road trip down to Pensacola, Florida, and see my old college roommate and her family for a couple of days. And that was so much fun. No, Florida was not warm. And no, it was sunny, just not warm.
No beach. And, no beach time.
Well, we saw the beach. We went to the beach, but no, we didn't get to play with it.
So she's even upset that you didn't go to the beach.
Well, she's getting upset because she's being attacked. Storm! Hey. They're, like, all over it. Okay. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's what you get. Fur up your nose.
Yep.
That's so anyway, it was so nice to see Kelsey down there and her family, and Amber got to ride with me, and it was just the best time. It was fun, and we got to go to new places down there, try new food. Like, it was so nice. And then we came back, and then it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and well, by the... Let me just say this. When you were gone... I really didn't do much. I went and saw a movie with Terrell called The Iron Claw. And if you know what that movie is, it is a movie about a family legacy with a lot of tragedy. And it's just very unfortunate. It's about it's the true story based on the Von Erich family. Again, if you know wrestling, you know who that family is. And it was just a sad moment, honestly. So... hold on 1 second. We're going to take a quick pause and then we'll be right back. All right, everyone. Sorry about that. Storm, who is now currently on Madison's lap, was just causing a whole bunch of ruckus. And she was squeaking her toy all crazy-like. And then we tried to throw the toy outside and then she'd, you know, try to claw down the door. So she's kind of in timeout right now. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Went and saw The Iron Claw. It was fantastic. I highly recommend it. Go see it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So, now you can continue.
Okay, so then it was New Year's Eve, and me, JT, and my mom went to a board and brush, and it was a murder mystery board and brush, so we got to create our piece of wood masterpiece, and then while we were doing that, we got to play the murder mystery.
Yes, yeah. We did get to play the murder mystery.
And I was no one special this time. I got to play this game around Christmas with his mom. And so I was no one. And last time I played, I was the victim. And so I had to like quit talking halfway through, but I could still figure out things. And so we played, and the last final moments, we found out that...
I was the murderer.
Oh, man. And did we guess it?
Nope.
No, no one guessed it. Like, nope. It was kind of crazy how no one guessed it. You got away with it.
And I got away with
that
it.
That was so fun. It was so fun. I mean, you liked it? You liked
Oh, yeah. No, it was a lot of fun.
You liked what you made, too?
Oh, yeah. I made a nice little decorative box that has on the side of it, it says movie night. So when we have our movie nights, which you all know we have plenty of, we will be able to put our you know, remote control in there, whatever movie we're watching.
Snacks.
Yeah, it was a cool box. So, and what did you make?
I made just a little board plaque that said, like, reindeer feed, 24 cents. 25 cents.
Yeah.
Just something that you could decorate with.
Yeah, it'll be back out next year.
Oh, yeah.
Around Christmas time.
We'll see it next year.
Yeah. But after that, that was New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. of course. Did not do much. And when I mean did not do much, I mean we didn't do anything at all. We stayed at the house.
We kind of did a little.
Yeah, we had your parents over, and Mackenzie, mm-hmm. and they all, we played a fun murder mystery game, sticking with the murder mystery vibe. We played a nice little board game, or like, I guess you could call it a board game, I guess. I don't know. It's
the investigation?
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a board game because it didn't have a board, but I mean, it was like a straight up investigation. You got the case file investigation, and you just had to figure stuff out based on the case file. I mean, there was newspapers, articles in there, track records, pictures. Like, it was pretty cool.
It was the whole thing. Like, you were in it. Like, it was a lot of fun. You even got to email an email that they give you, and they'll respond back. Like, it's really cool. But now we can't play that one anymore
because we already know the answer.
Well, honestly, I don't know the answer anymore. I couldn't tell you.
We could pass it on.
Yeah. So we did that, and then after that, her parents left, and then we played just a
whole bunch of games.
Yeah, I mean, just a bunch of card games and stuff with Mackenzie, and then 12 o'clock hit, and I was ready to go to bed.
Yeah, me and Kinsey were not.
No. They wanted to take a surplus of pictures.
We were giggling girls trying to take a picture at midnight and just enjoying ourselves. But
I was ready to go to bed. My body was already done. Yeah. I said, nope, can't do it. But then obviously the first, I was off work. Madison was, of course, off work. And we just kind of went around town, didn't do much. Everyone was off. I had my podcast, which we did a 2023 pop culture draft, which basically all six of us on the podcast got to pick pop culture things, TV shows, movie, video games, concerts, other podcasts. Like, we got to pick, what our favorite thing was in 2023. We went in like a snake draft. So once my pick was off the board, then it was, someone else's. So my team was pretty stacked, I think, in my opinion. I liked my team. But everybody else's team was really good as well. So I can't discourage anyone else. So that was a lot of fun. And then the rest of that week...
I still didn't have work. So I stayed at home and
organized,
shopped a bit, rested, piddled around the house.
Yeah, on Tuesday the 2nd, I had a doctor's appointment, so just a checkup for my diabetes, just nothing really too fancy. And then Madison, your first day back was on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, just Friday, and it was an easy day back. I couldn't have asked for an easier day, so that was nice, I guess. And,
yeah, that's nice of them.
And so then I went for one day, and then I had the weekend, and then I'll go back tomorrow and have a full 5-day week. So we'll see how that ends.
I think you'll do great.
Well, it ends in a 3-day weekend, so yeah. I guess I can't complain too much.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, yesterday, me, Rodney, and Terrell went to 901 Wrestling, which, if you were in the Memphis area and you were into wrestling, this is a promotion that you need to check out. They do them every so often at Black Lodge, and it is a fantastic event. I'm trying to get Madison to go, but it's not working, and it's not going to happen. So
he can take one of you guys.
Yeah, I could.
Reach out to him.
But I also would like to take you, so,
How sweet. Reach out to him. He will take you.
Wow. Okay. But yeah, that really wraps up what we've been up to the last 2 weeks since we've been gone. A lot of kind of in and out of the house, just doing piddling around, really. The holidays were fun. They came and went. And then now we're back at it. The same old routine, but new year.
Yep.
So
we are trying to be better. We haven't set an actual resolution, resolutions are goals, but, just mentally, I guess, just being better about our health is basically our mental health, our physical health, spiritual health. Like, all the, we're just focusing on our health right now and trying to make sure that we are the best we can be and do better and make better choices and live healthier lives. So, that's basically the goal for this year and what we have started, and we've started out strong, doing really, really well. I mean, although there's only 7 days in January so far, but you take it one day at a time. So.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, since we started this, I do feel like we've been good at it. We're trying to do some kind of activity every night, eat healthier, drink a lot of water, just kind of get out of the habit of, obviously for me, with Diet Cokes, just trying to get that out of my system. But, you know, it's had its ups and downs. There's times where we've missed stuff, and it's just a routine. And mm-hmm. Nothing is ever smooth sailing. Rome wasn't built in a day. Everyone knows that. So you got to take it as it goes. Take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
And just continue working on it.
Yeah, one day at a time. Keep mm-hmm. trying. Don't give up. So.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's for all of your goals, too, and all your resolutions as listeners and, you know, anything that you aspire to do or be better at or change, you know, those are some really good mantras that I hope that y'all keep along with yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, this is not going to be easy, and I think we both know that. But it is something that we will both keep each other accountable for. We'll update with you guys and tell y'all how it's been. But so far, so good, I would say.
I agree.
I think so. One thing that I plan on doing, I don't know if Madison's going to continue with this, but as y'all all know, last year, I racked up on movies.
Oh.
Like, I racked up on movies. I think I ended the year with, like, 81 movies that came out last year in the year of 2023.
Yeah, that's just the movies that
came out. That's just movies. It may sound like a lot, but I know people who've watched way more. However, this year, I obviously, we have a letterbox, and if you don't know what that is, you can go, look it up, find your lists. You know, make an account. And so far, in the year of 2024, Madison and I have watched 3 movies.
Yeah.
3 movies so far. And
2 are in one day.
Yes, 2 are in one day. And those movies are Leave the World Behind, which came out in 2023. It is a thriller, kind of, I would say. Suspenseful thriller movie. Very unique. I did not like the ending, however.
Nope.
That was my only issue. It got a 3 out of 5 from me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Same?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we watched A Haunting in Venice, which is a murder mystery type movie that also came out in 2023. Again, it is murder mystery.
It's
not scary. So that is kind of like our thing. Madison and I like that. I gave this a 3 out of 5. As well.
Yeah.
And then the next one was May December, which May December is a movie that is based off a true story.
Yes.
And that is where a high school teacher or a teacher in
middle school.
Yeah. Falls in love with one of her students and ends up having
loves her. Teacher. So it wasn't just one sided. Like,
yeah.
They both loved each other.
And in this movie, the teacher and the boy are all grown up and they're married, and they are getting a movie made about them in their life. And the actress who is playing the teacher has to come and stay with them for a while, and then just craziness happens from there.
Yeah.
So it's a slower movie, I would say.
Yeah, very, very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish it was a little faster, but it was a cool point of view.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, a story. Like, stories like that, interesting stories you hear, you know, people base on, like, the actual event. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, normally we would actually see the teacher, actually see the kid, actually see them grow up. But in this way, we're seeing the point of view of the actress and getting... And as she's getting information about the story, we are getting information about the story. And then it just kind of like clicks and goes together. And
mm-hmm.
So it was pretty interesting.
I also gave that a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
So.
I would agree. I would borderline 2.5.
Oh, wow.
It has some big names in it, though, so that's kind of surprising. I mean, it was a really good movie. It was just very slow.
Yeah, it was one of those where it was like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah.
That type of movie. But my goal is to hopefully, fingers crossed, update you with what I have at least watched. And maybe, because I made 2 categories. Obviously, I made a 2024 movie. Well, 3 really. But I haven't seen any 2024 movies. So movies that I've seen in 2024, doesn't matter what date they are or what year they came out in, and then one that is strictly for 2024 movies. And then I made a new one called Movies I've Watched with Madison.
There is a big difference last year.
There is a big difference. So that will do it for this episode, everyone. It was on the shorter end, but, you know, it wasn't really too much to do. We were just kind of updating you guys with what's been going on and how we're doing and what we're starting in the new year. So let us know what y'all are doing, what y'all are starting. Madison has been on a bit of a hiatus from her little Twitter account.
Sorry.
She does not post. That's got to be a 2024 change.
Okay.
Remember, you can post about anything.
Yeah. But also, I won't even be here next week, so we may not have an episode next week. I am taking a Nashville trip with Mackenzie.
And I totally forgot about that.
I won't be here Sunday.
I totally forgot about that. Yep, you are going to be out next week.
But that's fine. We'll post this one, and we'll be coming back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back soon. Y'all know us. We're always in and out. So,
but I think after that, like, nothing is on the calendar.
Fingers crossed.
For three straight weeks, we have zero anything written on this calendar.
Yeah, so fingers crossed that nothing else pops up. But yeah. Until then, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're glad to be back. We hope that y'all are enjoying this new season.
Please keep listening. Again, we would not be able to be doing this without you guys, so we appreciate you guys so much.
Yes, and Madison, do you still remember what your username is?
I do remember my username.
Okay, tell people where they can find you at.
They can find us on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it at
@CCPodcast_22.
And that is it. Good job, Madison.
Thank you.
But until then, guys, we will see you next time.